وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program for humanity. We are looking at the human being from the perspective of the Quran and the Hadith, and trying to see how can we make ourselves better. Or how can we bring the better version of ourselves and create the better version of ourselves? And that is obviously through a number of things it can be possible. One of which we have been discussing in previous is through the process of self-purification or purifying the heart, or as we call it in Arabic, tazkiyah, where a person goes through a number of things to cleanse his heart. Now, even cleansing the heart itself, it needs to have an aim and a goal. Okay, so if someone comes and asks me, like, why do you want to cleanse your heart? And why do you want to go through this tazkiyah action and become a better version of yourself? What's the purpose? I need to give an answer that is satisfactory to my mind first and to other people, or even to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, because a human being is in a constant move, he's constantly moving. Now, either he's moving, he can either move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to move towards the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And if he's not moving towards Sirat al-Mustaqim, then he is definitely moving towards the path that will take him astray, path of misguidance. Nevertheless, he is moving. A human being is always moving. He's never stationary. Now, the idea is behind the cleansing of oneself and trying to become a better person and a better human being. The true aim and true goal is to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, that's the goal. I'm trying to become such a good person, obviously not harming his servants and not disobeying him, so I can get closer to him. And there is no way we can seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless we go through the process of cleansing ourselves. Without that cleansing of ourselves, we cannot say that we're close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order for us to move towards Allah and become closer to Him, we need to do tazkiyah, to purify ourselves. And the goal of this tazkiyah is the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become near to Him. Nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a few different meanings. Let me walk you through it so this becomes the concept of seeking nearness to Allah becomes more clear. We have nearness in terms of distance, as we say, makani, al-qurb al-makani, like I seek to become close to you. And that's when two things are next to each other. So if I want to be next to you, so you could be in London and I'm in New York, to be close to you, I would have to shift cities in terms of distance, in terms of place, and come next to you. That's one type of qurb. This is one type of nearness, is through the space. And then we have al-qurb al-zamani in terms of time frame. The time frame between two things is very close, or between two people is very close. Now, the time frame between us and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very far. It was over 1,000 years. But between me and you, you can be older than me in a year, 3-4 years, but you know, the distance is very small. So this is, we could be close to each other in terms of time. And these two things, we can't use them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't get close to Allah in terms of distance, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a stationary deity. He's not sitting in a place or a castle that I can visit and become close to. Nor is Allah governed by time that I can say, okay, me and Allah, we're close to each other in terms of what? Time. These two things will not come to Allah, and I cannot use the word closeness. Now, let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said that nearness to Allah, it cannot be meant as in terms of distance, nor can it be meant in terms of time. So there's what we call a metaphorical nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we say this person is very close to this person. And we mean like he loves him, he cares about him, he gives him special attention. So when I say they're very close to each other, it means the relationship between them is, to some extent, is intimate relationship and a very close one. Obviously, we can use that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. We'll see. And lastly, we have the true nearness in terms of when we talk about nearness. The true nearness. And that is a completely different than the first three. And that is when a person walks on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is when a person reaches a stage where he completely cleanses himself and his soul from everything that could pollute his soul. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that when a person reaches that stage, he calls them al-abrar, those who are so high in level because they have cleansed themselves. And then he brings them to that level of giving them the highest level in heaven. Allah in the Quran, he talks about as-sabiqun and al-muqarrabun, those who have, you know, come before, those who succeed quicker, and those who are close. So if you go back to the Quran, Allah, for example, says ashabul Maymana, the people of the right. Ashabul Mash'ama, the people of the left. Obviously, the people of the left are the ones in fire, the people of the right, the ones in heaven. And he says, Wasabiqun. And those who have nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they are the first. So Allah, he says, in this is in chapter Al-Waqa, where Allah classifies this group, Fashabul Maymana to Ma Ashabul Maymana. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Those who precede are the nearest ones. So those who seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to be the best and the one that do all the good deeds before everyone else. Not after, not with. So they did, these people did not become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not achieve this nearness to Allah by just doing what everyone else does. No, these guys are the first in any action that is good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. So for that, they have a sabiqun. Obviously, this talks about the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, but we also can relate it to ourselves. So if we want to seek nearness to Allah, we have to be among those who move before everyone else towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.